Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schutz for Rabbeinu Arni Meratzi Sheyich Yu. Mishmas Maras Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. Maras Chana Bas Rav Yonah Maras Alta Chana Bas Rav Meir Sev. And for Moshe Yehuda Ben Peshedina, the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, Perak Aleph, Halach Aleph, Halach Beis writes that before Matan Torah, a man would meet a woman in the street. If they both want it, he marries her, brings him into his house, has beer with her, alone. She's his wife. Okay, when she did the Torah, when Torah was given, the Jews were commanded, if somebone wants to marry a woman, first he should be koner, b'fnei edim, and then she becomes his wife. She never ki yechei shisha u'bayla. He has to make a kenyan first, and these are the kuchem ramin ha-Torah. Why did the Rambam write, this is a famous kash, we discussed this in other shiurim, it's discussed in many, many sfarim. Why did the Rambam write what was before Matan Torah? What's the nafka mina? Before Matan Torah, this is what we do. Now we have to know what we do. Now you have to make a kinyan on a woman before you marry her. You can't just meet her on the street, like her, take her home and have relations with her. She's your wife. There's a halachic process here. So why does the Rambam tell us what was going on before Matan Torah? The Rambam is not a historical, a sefer of history. So the Tzafnas Paneach says, Chiddush Gadol, that Goyim have a din of Bulas Baal. Goyim don't have Kiddushin. Goyim have a din of Beer. Rambam says, Melachim Perak Tes Halacha Zayin, said, a Ben Noach is not Chayiv al Eishes Chavero, ad she yavoy la Kedarka, achar she nevala lebalas. He has to have Bia Kedarka, after she has Bia with her husband, but Morasa, she nechans al Chub, v'no nevala in Chayiv in Lashon, or Hebel as well. She has to actually have had Bia. But if she's just betrothed, or she goes to the Chub, she didn't have Bia, he's not Chayiv. So by the Goyim, there's no Musag of Kiddushin in Chuppah, just like the Jews before Matan Torah. What do Goyim do? How does a Goy get a wife? Very simple. Takes her, brings him into his house, has beer with her, and Shalom Yisrael, or Shalom Ala Goyim. They're married. So the Ragat Shavah, the Tzafnas Panech, is Mechadesh, and his Chuvas, and Chelik Aleph, Simonim, Chavov, Chav Zayin, that just like a Ben Noach has issues without Chup and Kiddush, and Medin V'Dovak B'Ishto, V'lo B'Eshes Chavero, that all it has to do is be Dovak B'Ishto, and then she's his wife, and then nobody else is allowed to be with her anymore. So to be Yisrael, even after Matan Torah, there's a certain kinyan of Machnitz L'Beis, Abo L'Beinu L'Bein Atzmo, that he can bring her in to his house, have beer with her, and they're married. What's the nafkamina? I, Lamaisi, asked to make a kinyan. The answer is nafkamina for civil marriage. That a person who has beer with a woman, Shelo L'Shem Kiddushin, she requires get. A get, because he's Bo L'Shem Ishus. And there's a gedra of kinyan, just like Ishus, Shel Ben Noach. So now we can understand why the Rambam told us what happened in the Fnei Matan Torah. There's an afkamina lahalacha. If a person is Boel Isha, they live together, they're civilly married. So there's Me'ein Ishus, like there was before Matan Torah, and she requires a get. And so too, it's more in the name of the Chazon Ish, that civil marriage requires a get. So the Tzavnas Panech is saying a big chiddush. Because we know that once the Torah was given, what would happen before the Torah was Botel? It says in Shabbos Kuflam and Hamad Aleph, Nitna Torah v'nischad shalacha. The Torah was given and halacha was mischadish, nu halacha. Also, Pashtus Lashon Aramam, Kevin, Shenitna Torah, it's mashma. What happened before Matan Torah is batel, and you can't say that we also have a concept of kinyan nisuin like a Ben Noach has. Ritzvi Pesach Frank also was Mora the Beis Dino. Bi Beis Dino, Sheben Nisuim Ezrachim, in the case of civil marriage, Ain Tzarech Get, and he was Mistamech, he relied on what it says in the Tshuvas Darchei Noam and Simon and Aleph. He was enough based in Egypt. The Chidah writes about him, called Dvar HaLocha, that you don't need a get. And that's the minig there. And obviously many other poskim hold like that. This is a big tumult in the poskim. So it would appear that there's a machloket yisodit b'lashon Rambam. There's a fundamental machlokes in the Lashon Rambam, which is totally in the machlokes between Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi and the Chazon Ish. In other words, this understanding of the Rambam, could there be something before Matan Torah? Is there halacha before Matan Torah? Is there not halacha before Matan Torah? Is there nafkamina for us today? What was happening before Matan Torah could very well be tolu in a machlokas between Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi and the Chazon Ish. Let's see. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflamid Heom and Aleph, Amar Ravasi, Kol Shimon Nitmeleid Tmeleida, Nimol Lashmon. If a woman is Tmeleida, then the child is going to have a bris milah at 8 days. And if his wife or mother is not Tmeah Leida, then there's going to be no bris milah after 8 days, which would be, for example, a Yotzei Dofen, a cesarean section. Cesarean section, no bris at 8 days. It says, Isha ki tatzriya b'yolda zachar, v'tam ha-shem esiyam, yom ha-shin yom ha-v'sar ha-laso. So this tolahova talya, that if she's tmeya, then b'yom ha-shmini yom ha-v'sar ha-laso. If she's not tmeya, then no b'yom ha-shmini yom ha-v'sar ha-laso. So Abayis is back to him, back to Rav Asi, Doris Rishonim. From Rashi says, from Avram Avinu until Matan Torah, that there was no tumah involved, yochichu, they'll prove that this isn't true. She'eni mo tumea leida, the mother's not tumea leida, there's no Torah, there's no tumis leida, and nevertheless the child is nimo lishmona, nevertheless is milad 8 days. You see, it's not tolerably bled tumis leida. And so Rav Asi answers, no, nitna Torah ben ischad she'alacha. Once the Torah was given, the halacha was mischadish, that somebody whose mother is tumea leida has a bris milah at 8 days, and nobody else. Ini, is that so? V'aitmar, we said, Yotzei Dofen, etc. Chara Mechalam, it's a Shabbos, Chara Yim Mechalam, it's a Machlokes, whether for a Yotzei Dofen, and somebody is too orless, so somebody who is a Caesarean section, one says, you are Mechal Shabbos through the bris milah, another opinion says, you're not. So the Gemara says, until now, there are only Machlokes is, if you're Mechal Shabbos. But definitely, if there's no Chil Shabbos involved, you give him a bris milah on the 8th day. So you see that a Yotzei Dofen gets a bris milah Kuli Alma on the 8th day. And for the Gemara, no. How about Talia? It's not true. It's totally Zebazim. That here there's a machlokas whether you're Machal Shabbos or not. When are you Machal Shabbos to do Bris Milah? On the 8th day. On Shabbos? If there's a Bris Milah on the 8th day. But if there's no Bris Milah on the 8th day, then there's no Chil Shabbos. Now it's not like we just said that everybody agrees that you give him a bris milah on the 8th day, and the only machlokas is about Chil Shabbos. Isn't that true? The opinion that holds your machal Shabbos for the 8th day holds that you have to give him a bris milah on the 8th day. And the opinion that holds that you're not machal Shabbos on the 8th day holds that you don't have to give him a bris milah on the 8th day. Why don't you have to give him a bris milah on the 8th day? Because he's a Yotzei Dofen, and his mother's not Tumei Leida. So you see that Tumis Leida is Talui, that bris milah on the 8th day is Talui and Tumis Leida according to one opinion. So Rashi explains, Doris HaRishonim Yochichu. Rabbi is trying to prove from Doris HaRishonim that Milas Shmini is not totally between us Leida. We don't Darish and Smuchim. Right? B'yom HaShmi Yimol B'sar HaLoso. The mother is Tamei. Yitzhak is Rebbe Yolda Zocha. B'tam HaShem Siyam. B'yom HaShmi Yimol B'sar HaLoso. She yesh kan kesher ben Tumas Isha. The Bris Mila on the 8th day. So Abai wants to say it's not connected. You see that it's not connected. Because from Avram until Matan Torah, there was no Tumas Leida, but there was Bris Milah on the 8th day. Rabbeinu Chaim explains the Gemara differently. And this is how he learns the Rambam. Not like Rashi says, Doros HaRishonim Yochichu, is that you see from the Doros HaRishonim that Milas Shmini is not Tali B'Tumas Leida. But rather, Be'emes Abai doesn't argue with the Smichos HaPesukim. And if she's not Tumei Leida, she's not getting a Bris Milah, the child isn't getting a Bris Milah on the 8th day. And that he says, Doros HaRishonim Yochichu, is because as Haras Milah B'Shmini, Namra V'Nishneis, Namra Lavram, V'Nishneis L'Moshe Rabbeinu. It was sent to Avram Avinu, and then it was sent again to Moshe Rabbeinu. Mila we have twice. Azharas Avram was sent to everybody, even to B'nai Keturah. Mashenka and the Azhara to Moshe was sent only to the Jewish people. And Din Shmini applies to both of them. Therefore, Abai says, there is a Shonim Yochichu, that despite the fact that because of B'yom HaShmini Yimo, that was said to the Jewish people alone, we have a miut, that k'she'ein imo t'mei aleida, that there's no bris milah on the 8th day. But adayin yenog bo din shmini anemar lavram. But there is still a yom shmini that was said to Avram for Matan Torah. That there, even though there's no Tumas Leida, the child is Nimo Lishmoneh. And that the Gemara answers, no, nitna tarav nitzchad shalacha, that be Yisrael nimo lishmona, rak kishimo tmei leida. So in other words, what we wanted to say was that in achinami, the smichas apsukim is correct, that for us, milas shmona is tali b'tumas leida. But we still have Avram Avinu. That Avram Avinu proves that you're right as far as the Jewish people are concerned. What was told to us alone, Haba Atalia, you're only getting a bris mila on the eighth day of this Tumas Leida. But there's still going to be a din of Shemini that was said to Avram Avinu. And that's why the child should be circumcised on the eighth day. Oh, it's Avram Avinu. Not that we're not darshaning smuchim. We do darshan smuchim. And therefore, it is talui zebazan the Torah. To circumcising on the eighth day is talui in the woman's tumah. But we can still hark back to the days of Avram where it's not talui. Where it's just circumcising the child on the eighth day no matter what. And the Gemara says, no, nitn tarav nitzchad shalacha. What happened before Matan Torah is batal. Just because before Matan Torah it's not tali and tumas leida doesn't mean now it's the same. Now it's different. Now it's taka tali and tumas leida lefize. Rabbeinu Chaim explains the shaila of the Gemara. Ad kan lo pligi. L'chayra tshver. Eich nucha lechalek. Bein dechias Shabbos, ledin shmini. How can we distinguish between being doche Shabbos and the din of shmini? They're both learned from the same pasuk. Ubayom HaShmini. Because what did the Gemara want to say? The Gemara said, Ad kan lo pligi, el achalav es Shabbos. The only machlokas is the Yom Achal Shabbos to give bris mila on the eighth day. But the Shmini, if the eighth day is not on Shabbos, definitely you, everyone holds that you have a bris mila. How can you be machalik between the two? They're both learned from the same pasuk of Ubayom HaShmini. So if you say that there's an eighth day bris mila, you also have to say the Chil Shabbos for the eighth day. But based on what we said, it's very good. That mila's doicha Shabbos is dafka b'azharas shmini shenemar li Yisrael. Hashem came, but in mila that was said to Avram Avinu, mila isn't doicha Shabbos. And b'nei keturah yochichu. But they're included in this azhara. But their mila is not docha Shabbos. Can't do a bris mila and b'nei keturah on the eighth day if it's Shabbos for us. So the din mila and Avram Avinu, we see that it's not so. That he can have eighth day without chil Shabbos. But only by us, by Yisrael, it's tolu zebazeh. That if you have a bris mila on the eighth day, it's also going to be on Shabbos. But the din mila that was said to Avram Avinu isn't docha Shabbos. And that's Perish Divrei Gemara. Ad kan lo pligi el lechal abes and Shabbos. Kevin sheino b'chal tumas leida. Eino b'chal b'yom hashmini. So until now, the whole machlokas is to be mechal Shabbos. Since there's no Tumas Leida, then it's not included. So that's the first part of the Gemara. The Machlokas is there Chil Shabbos, as far as we're concerned. But Lekulei Alma, you do it on the eighth day. Why do you do it on the eighth day? Al Tavram Avinu, because it's no less than B'nai Keturah. So from this we see that we don't say Nidna Torah B'nai Tzchad Shalacha. V'lo Batal Din B'nai Keturah. And that really, you do bris milah on the eighth day for a yotzei dofen. You don't say nidna Torah v'nischat shehalacha. For us, the eighth day, ein achinam itznat ocha Shabbos, but there's still a din an eighth day, al tavra mevinu. So you don't say nidna Torah v'nischat shehalacha. And says the Gemara all about Talia. But the one who holds that it's given on the Dubris Mil on the eighth day, Taka, you can do it even on Shabbos, but the one who holds that you're not Machal Shabbos for the eighth day, holds that you don't have Dubris Mil on the eighth day. One is dependent on the other. And the Rambam paskins like Abaye, and therefore the Rambam says, Yotzei Dofen, he's Nimo L'Shmoneh V'lo Docha Shabbos. That's a bay, Doris Hirashonim Yochichu. That Avram, from Avram Avinu's time, there's meal on the eighth day. If so, says Rabbeinu Chaim, Yotzei Dofen Yomu Beches, Midin Milas B'nei Keturah, like Abaye says, Zer Avram. Din lifnei matan Torah, but not lifnei Shabbos, but not docha Shabbos. Now the din of b'nei keturah we find in Sanhedrin and Teset. Elameyata b'nei Shmuel lechayva. Why is it lechayv bris mila? Ki b'yitzchak kar lechazara. B'nei Yisrael lechayva b'yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. Elameyata b'nei keturah lo lechayva. Es b'yitzchak hefa the rabbis b'nei keturah. Rashi says, "Osim shisha b'nei keturah levada v'loy zarim." So the Gemara says that from esprisi hefar, he revoked my bris. That includes b'nei keturah. The b'nei keturah have to keep the bris. And the Gemara and Rashi says, those six sons of keturah alone, but not their seed, only their chayiv and bris mila. But the Rambam argues, he holds even their seed is chayiv. That they're taka chayv and bris mila, even bnei Yishmael were mixed in with bnei keturah, and it's even zera bnei keturah, not just bnei keturah themselves. There's a kasha and Rabbeinu Chaim according to the Shagas Ari and Simon Memtes legabi bnei keturah. That they're not chayiv in priya. Kedibrei Gemara b'yavam sayin aleph amit beis. Priya was only given to Avraham Avinu, but according to Rabbeinu Chaim, it would emerge shemitzas priya b'yom hashmini lo yitzdarchu b'yotzei dofen. What's the whole reason that a yotzei dofen has to have a bris mila on the eighth day? Alt b'nei keturah, but b'nei keturah don't require priya. Yotzei Dofen also shouldn't require Priya. Priya wasn't given to Avraham Avinu. If Yotzei Dofen is doing it out Zmano Shel Avraham Avinu, then they shouldn't require Priya. They do. There's a Kasher Rabbeinu Chaim. Neither Chazanish, Bil Gionos HaGrach, argues Rabbeinu Chaim, and he holds shalachrit in the Torah b'nischat shalacha ein chiyuv b'yishmal mitzad b'nei keturah k'shinin the Torah shuv pasak chiyuv risha midin zer Avram v'chiyuvan mima shenemar b'sinai, that after the Torah was given there's no more chiyuv midin zer Avram. That's it, the only chiyuv is Sinai. And after the Gemara says ad kan lo pligi, this means that the miut of Kol Sheino Tmei Leida, we're going to say, is talking only about Shabbos, but not to the Iker Din Mila B'Shmini, since B'Doris Harishonim they circumcised it 8 days without Tumas Leida. Aval B'Vadai, we're not Chayev now B'Yotzei Dofen. Rak midin b'nei keturah. So according to the Chazon Ish, the way he learns the Gemara is ad kan lo pligi. The whole machlokes of whether Your Mechal Shabbos or not is only Legabe Chil Shabbos. But on the eighth day, you're definitely circumcising. So the way Reb Chaim learned it was that they're only arguing about Chil Shabbos because we darshan smuchim, and Chil Shabbos is telling to misleida. But when it comes to Shemini, you definitely circumcise him. Alt b'nei k'tura. What the Chazon Ish learns is different. Ad kan lo pligya l'chala v'sa Shabbos. Their whole machlokas is milas Shemini tala b'chil Shabbos. Do we say that we only have Yom Shemini Yom Basar Alasov if the woman is Tmei Aleida? But l'Shemini v'adei ma'alinan lei. But you definitely circumcise him on the eighth day. Because it's not totally one and the other. You can have no chil Shabbos, whereas you can have no chil Shabbos, but still be circumcised on the eighth day. Why else b'nei k'tura? No, because the Torah says, "Uviyom Hashmini, yimol b'sar olaso." You have to circumcise him on the eighth day. Even if there's no tumas leida, but everybody holds that just like in the time of Avram, you would circumcise on the eighth day, even without tumas leida. So even now, mizman matan Torah, not al Avram, but because the pasuk says of Yom Hashmini Yimo Basar Allah, so you are going to circumcise on the eighth day, even without tumas leida. That's what the Gemara is trying to prove. And then the Gemara says, no. Haba Talia. One is taller than the other. And if you hold this Chil Shabbos, then you hold you do the eighth day. If you hold there's no Chil Shabbos, then you don't have to do the eighth day. So it comes out then that the Maskanas HaGemara, there's a machlokas between Rav Asi and Abaye, if there's a Mila B'Shmini for a Yotzei Dofen. But according to Abaye, there is Mila B'Shmini B'Yotzei Dofen. And therefore, there is going to be Chil Shabbos. And according to Rav Asi, if there's no Tumas Leida, then there's going to be no Mila B'Shmini. And, of course, there's also going to be no Chil Shabbos for Shmini. According to Rabbi Asi, you don't have to circumcise on the eighth day. According to Abai, you do have to circumcise on the eighth day. Because you see from the time of Avram Avinu that they had circumcision on the eighth day. So also for us. And also for us, the Torah says, Yom HaShmini Yimo B'Sar Alaso. Abaye says that even if there's no Tumas Leida, Yom HaShmini Yimo B'Sar Alaso. But Rav Asi asserts, no. Nitna Torah V'Nischat Shalacha, that you're only going to have Mila B'Shmini if the mother is Tmei Leida. It emerges out, Kol Panim, there's a Machlok Asim Rav Chaim and the Chazon Ish. If after Nitna Torah V'Nischat Shalacha, the Jewish people are going to have a chiyuv mila mitzad b'nei keturah. Chaim says yes. That's how he learns pshat in the Gemara. Doris Rishonim Yochichu. And you see this from the earlier generations. Today you don't have to do mila mitzad, what it says in the Torah. By Yotzei Dofen, you don't do mila on the eighth day, that's what it says in the Torah. That's v'yom hashmini yom b'sar alaso. That's talim tumas leida in the 7 days of tumah of the mother. But rather, because of B'nai Keturah, because of the time of Avram Avinu. See, he would hold that we are Noeg. We do follow what happened before Matan Torah. We do follow B'nai Keturah. Chazon Ish says, Ma pitom? We don't follow what Bnei Keturah did. We just see that they have meal on the eighth day. Yom Tumas Leida. So therefore, for us also, when it says in the Torah, Yamish Bnei Avasar Allah, so that's even if there's no Tumas Leida. So that would be their machlokes. And that would also hark back to the Rambam. Is there an afkamin on the Rambam about what happened before Matan Torah? That just like before Matan Torah, you could just take a woman home and she's your wife? Would that be an afkamin for us? Like the Rogachev wanted to say that for civil marriage, one would need a get, because on some level it's marriage. And that would be totally in the machlokes Chazon Ish Rabbeinu Chaim. But Rabbeinu Chaim would require a get, because we do assign value to what happened before Matan Torah. It does have halachic significance, and therefore you would do mila even if there's no tumas leida, and she would need a get even if you married her in a ben noach takeaway, not in a Jewish takeaway. And the chazanish would say ma pitom. What happened before Matan Torah doesn't interest us. We're just using that as an example. Before Matan Torah on the eighth day, they could have a bris mila without tumas leida. So too, after Matan Torah, it says Yom Shvi'im Obasar Laso, that it's really Talu in the eighth day. In the eighth day, you get a bris mila, even if there's not tuma for the mother, even if it's a yotzei dofen. So if you hold that there's no nafkamina for before Matan Torah about marriage, about civil marriage, then why does the Rambam tell us about Matan Torah? What was happening before Matan Torah? So hopefully we'll discuss that in the next shiur. This was all based on a shiur given by Gaon Rabbi Yaakov Rosenthal Shlita, Azatzal. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.